Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Thursday around 3:30 p.m., the Ackley Fire Department was called out on the report of a fire at a hog confinement facility along U Avenue, southwest of Ackley. No injuries were reported. No animals were harmed as a result of the fire. Ackley Fire Chief Tim Eichmeyer tells Radio On The Go News the building, owned by Prestige Farms, is considered to be a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Assisting at the scene were the fire departments from Alden, Buckeye, Iowa Falls, Steamboat Rock, and Wellsburg, Hardin County Emergency Management, and the Ackley Ambulance. Thursday morning, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 30-year-old Alexander Costanzo of Iowa Falls for a second offense OWI. Costanzo was later released from custody. A 41-year-old Hampton man is facing two charges for allegedly crashing through a garage with a pickup truck this past Sunday in the 900 block of Highway 65 in rural Geneva. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio On The Go News that Jared Reeson was located Thursday along with his white and color 2018 GMC Sierra 1500. The truck drove completely through the garage, leaving several thousand dollars of damage to the garage and items stored inside and behind it. Reeson was charged with leaving the scene of a property damage accident, failing to obey a traffic control device, both simple misdemeanors. Yesterday, the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board approved an award for Unverfirth Manufacturing Company in Shell Rock for a business expansion. Unverfirth is a manufacturer of farm equipment, including grain, hay, and seed handling, wheel systems, fertilizer, and tillage, and spraying equipment. The company plans to expand in Shell Rock with an increase in production space by 43,500 square feet. The project represents a nearly $10 million capital investment, is expected to create 30 jobs at a qualifying wage of $20.20 per hour. The IEDA board awarded the company tax benefits through the High Quality Jobs Program. Plan 2 for redistricting proposes a fourth congressional district that covers 36 counties and includes all of the counties that border the Missouri River.
Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull lives in the proposed 4th District, and he announced this week he's running for a second term in the U.S. House. The proposed district includes the cities of Council Bluffs and Sioux City on the west, and on the east, Ames and Marshalltown. Republicans have a significant voter registration edge over Democrats in the current 4th Congressional District. In the new district that's proposed, 61% of registered voters are Republicans. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Rank County Board of Supervisors in the past week designated Board Chairman Carl Helgevold to act on behalf of the Board of Supervisors to sign documents on the opioid litigation. Iowa and other states have been negotiating legal settlements with several national companies that made or sold opioids. Fatal opioid overdoses jumped 36% to 213 in Iowa in 2020, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. The Clarksville City Council this past week held the second readings of several ordinance amendments to update the city code, including provisions pertaining to public disorder, interference with official acts, abandoned vehicles, and provisions pertaining to peddlers, solicitors, and transient merchants. In other business, the Clarksville City Council approved the transfer of $51,000 to the general fund for fire hydrant repairs and replacements. The City Council in Iowa Falls in the past week approved a development agreement between the city and the ag-related business called Kim Nutt Incorporated for a new operation in the community. In other business, the Iowa Falls Council approved the plan, specifications, form of contract, and estimate of the cost for the emergency river wall stabilization project, and approved having the Parks and Recreation Department move into the former City Hall building. The Iowa Falls City Council approved a request from the Iowa Falls Rugby Football Club Foundation for $12,200 from the city's tourism funds for the National Collegiate Rugby Regional Playoffs, and approved a request from the Calkins Nature Center for $1,290 from the city's economic development funds for the installation of a rain garden. Thursday night, the Belmont-Clemmie School Board received an update on the latest impacts the pandemic's been having on the students and staff members. Superintendent Dr. Dan Frazier tells Radio On The Go News that the previous week, several students and staff members were out of class in the high school, some due to COVID-19. Then earlier this week, the elementary school, which normally has 50 staff members, had 17 out of the building, not all because of COVID, but for other reasons. The county health department tested all the staff members at the elementary level in recent days, and all the tests came back as negative for COVID. Frazier says they came close to having to shut down at the elementary level, but did not meet a state threshold to do so. This past week, the Rudd-Rockford-Marble Rock School Board approved a bid for 10 new heat pumps from Mechanical Air Systems in the amount of $51,676 and approved an application for increased spending for the special education deficit of $21,077.12. In other business, the RRMR School Board approved a pay increase for substitute teachers to $140 per day, effective November 1st, 2021. The Alden School Board, most recent meeting, tabled discussion about whether or not to offer an early retirement program until next month's meeting. The Alden Board also decided to move forward with a new school bus purchase. State licensing boards in Iowa overseeing doctors, pharmacists, and more than 30 other professionals can no longer reveal information about investigations that allege wrongdoing or improper behavior by a professional. The Iowa Supreme Court yesterday said that the Iowa Board of Medicine violated an Iowa law in 2013 when it released details of a doctor's alleged unprofessional behavior before a final determination was made. The court's decision ends decades of public reporting of professional misconduct allegations by state licensing boards. The Iowa Freedom of Information Council is calling on the Iowa legislature to fix the law so patients and consumers can make informed decisions about physicians or other professionals. The fall colors this time of year are beautiful across the state, but with the leaves turning comes additional yard work this time of year. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources encourages Iowans to not burn their leaves, but explore different options for their use. Composting, mulching, or bagging your leaves are three options outside of burning that could prove beneficial this fall. Composting leaves and food scraps is a great way to turn waste into garden nutrients. A good compost mix needs both carbon from dead or dry leaves and nitrogen from green materials like food scraps and grass clippings. Leaves are a free natural fertilizer that enriches your soil with organic matter should you choose to mulch this fall. You can use a regular lawnmower to mulch leaves or use a mulching lawnmower to shred and mix leaves and grass into your yard. Bagging your leaves is also another option, and be sure to check with your community to see if they collect yard waste or have a drop-off site. All three are great alternatives to burning leaves this fall, which will help protect you and your neighbor's lungs from harmful pollutants that can be found in leaf smoke. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 52, and the low of 27. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.